This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Nehemiah 13 presents a discouraging picture for anyone in leadership. I've always looked at Nehemiah as a great example of successful leadership. To see how fast the people compromised themselves after Nehemiah left Jerusalem should be a wake-up call for anyone who is a leader. Had they not learned in the process of building the wall around Jerusalem what it took to succeed? Dedication, prayer, looking out for the welfare of each other, and seeking to obey and glorify God in all that you do? Why would they so soon fail and compromise themselves? A sad reality is this. People are more prone to stand firm when under strong leadership and desert their commitments when leadership is lacking or gone. What had Nehemiah failed to instill in the people? Can you think of anything in your reading of Nehemiah? Remember, they experienced a deeply moving revival not too long before. To me, this suggests discipleship in and of itself cannot guarantee disciples will be faithful once on their own. It also illustrates all of us need ongoing fellowship, including holding each other accountable. Even then, people need a strong leader who is willing to crack the whip when necessary to keep them true to their commitments. This is sobering, especially for me and others in positions of leadership. I trust getting you into God's Word and helping you get God's message will help you be faithful. But I encourage you, find faithful friends to provide mutual accountability to keep your commitments. If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.